Welcome to the No Spin News, Wednesday, December 11th, 2019, 2 weeks before Christmas. I hope you're all getting ready. And a very important news day, fight for your freedom. Now, today, I started off with Hannity by saying, look, I'm going to give you a rundown of who had a bad day today. All right? You know, because let's just get away from the minutia and the bigger pictures. Who had a bad day? The Democratic Party had a very bad day, because anyone following this, and believe me, most people are not, they're not watching Michael Horowitz testify in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee. They're not watching it, all right? But if you are watching it, you see clearly that the FBI tried to undermine the Trump campaign and presidency. There is no question about it. They did that, the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Now, was there somebody higher ordering that? I don't know. But I do know the FBI, to its everlasting blemish, I'm not going to say disgrace because the agency is a good agency, but Comey and McCabe, and we'll get to them, they tried to undermine the Trump campaign and the Trump presidency. There's no question about it. So it's a bad day for the Democratic Party and a bad day for the FBI. Democratic Party loses all momentum as far as portraying Donald Trump as a corrupt schemer. Because now the scheme was on the FBI side, and the Democratic Party bought into that, as did the media. So the second big loser today, bad day for Comcast NBC News. NBC News today ceased being a news organization. So when the Horowitz hearing opened up, Fox News took it, all right, but not MSNBC or CNN. They didn't take the opening statement by Republican Chairman Lindsey Graham. Blacked it out. However, once Dianne Feinstein came on, the ranking minority member of the Judiciary Committee, MSNBC put her on. That's the end of NBC being a news organization in America. If you choose to watch them or the Today Show or any of their properties, no, you're not watching news that is designed to inform you. They don't want to inform you. All right? If they did, they would have put on Lindsey Graham from the beginning and then taken Ms. Feinstein, as Fox News did. The networks didn't cover it. Okay. CNN didn't take Lindsey Graham, but they didn't take Feinstein either. They started when Horowitz himself was being questioned by Senator Graham. So Comcast NBC News, bye. Forever. Can't come back. All right? They're not a news organization any longer. John Chancellor, Huntley Brinkley, it's over. It's over. And there's no way you justify that. You can't make an excuse. They just blatant partisans over there. That's what they want to be. That's how they make money. All right, I'm going to have a quick break now. Then I'm going to come back with mail and a final thought of the day, which I think you will like. It's about politics and you. I roll the tape on the break.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
So let's go to the mail. Martin on the message board. If Donald Trump gets reelected and the Democrats retain the House, what's to stop them from attempting another impeachment? Nothing. They can impeach. The carousel can continue. There's nothing legally stopping them. Rick, how confident are you that the Durham report will be a heavy one? Very confident. But Brett, you know, said it might not be out. That's the killer. When will we ever know, you know, what the system really is going to do about this corruption? There's no doubt it's corruption, right? The only people that don't acknowledge the corruption are the Democrats and the press. All Americans know there's corruption. Connie Benson, Hayward, California. I'm discouraged. I'm sick and tired of people on the left lying, breaking laws, and getting away with it. Okay, well, Durham's the man. We'll have to wait for him. Carlos, General Flynn admitting lying, admitted lying under duress, said his son was threatened. I think the case should have been thrown out since he was tricked. You know, he and his lawyers, the general and his lawyers, they copped it, and there's nothing you can do. Now, I do believe, as I said, that Donald Trump will pardon General Flynn. Robert, I don't understand why companies like ESPN and Sports Illustrated would toe the liberal line and basically put themselves out of business. I don't either. I don't know why they would do it. I'm a sports guy. I was stunned when ESPN started it and Sports Illustrated picked it up. Stunned. Kathleen, Hillary back in the fray. Can you believe an outlet is reporting a crazy poll? She's heading it. I reported it. You know, Hillary's still, you know, among Democrats. She's a factor. Matt Gersick, Pueblo, Colorado. Do you believe President Trump would be worried to run against Hillary again? No. Thomas Forster, Boulder Creek, California. I'm very excited for Killing Crazy Horse. What gave you the idea to write this one? And is there another killing book after it? Yes. I have two more killing books to fulfill my contract. Killing Crazy Horse out May 16th. You can get it free if you extend your membership and all that. And the book is rollicking, to say the least. Final book will be out, I think, the end of 2020, but we're not sure yet. I have not finished that. I'm 70% finished with it. Can't tell you what it is yet because somebody will steal the idea. Sheldon Gaciar, Old Bridge, New Jersey. As per your comment that Barbara Streisand is Jewish and sings Christmas songs, may I point out that White Christmas was written by a Jewish man, Irving Berlin. Very good, very astute. But I know you know, Sheldon, that my comment was made out of irony that Barbara Streisand is one of the top 10 Christmas albums of all time. It's just ironic. But thank you for that piece of information. Tracy Bray, Crestwood, Florida. Because of recommendation to join AMAC, one of our sponsors, my husband and I just saved 60% on our upcoming car rental. Well, great. I'm telling you, I vet my sponsors. All right. If they sponsor on BillO'Reilly.com, they're vetted. All right. I want you to have a better life. I want you to save money. And that's why we have the Christmas store. If you go to the Christmas Hanukkah store, we're giving you so much stuff, you know, because we could make more money, but we want everybody to be happy. And we've devised ways, like if you buy all 8 killing books, you get a free membership for life. If you buy a sign book, which is a great gift, but you got to get them in now, you get the free bumper sticker, Impeach the Media. If you almost everything you buy, concierge membership, which is exploding, by the way. If you get a concierge membership, we give you a free sign book, all right, and a bumper sticker. So you got 3 gifts. And give these memberships away. We want to build our clientele. We have the best news analysis program in the country. You know it. I mean, I'm not just bragging, that's fact. When writing to us, do not be obsequious. All right, another quick break, then I'll be back with a final thought on stress you in politics. All right, here's the final thought of the day. There's a survey, you know, they have surveys every day now, taken by a Life Aid beverage company. I have no idea what that is. And it says that 78% of Americans say politics is the number one source of anxiety and stress in their life. I don't believe that. I think money is. And then relationships is 2. And then politics is 3. All right. But to get the headline, that's what they put out. So, but I want to deal with politics. Look, it's your job to be a good citizen. That means to be honest, to work hard, to raise your children responsibly, to help other people. It's Christmas time. All right, be generous. That's your responsibility. It's not your responsibility to convince some loon down the street that his or her political outlook is stupid. Don't do that. If somebody asks you, state your case, all right, with facts and with humor. But, you know, to try to get mad if they disagree, don't do that. I mean, even if it's your wife, your husband, or your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your aunt, your uncle, whatever it may be, still with humor and say, that's the way I see it. I may be wrong. I may look, when I go on Sean Hannity, you know, I don't want to disagree with him. I disagree with him sometimes, you know, so, but I always go, I'm a simple man. I could be wrong. And I could be wrong, and I am a simple man. But that's how you couch it. Take the angst out of it. If you have firm, sincere beliefs, hold them. Hold them. But you don't have to use them as a hammer. And if somebody's hammering you with their beliefs and they don't coincide with yours, just say, hey, oh, I gotta walk the dog. And get out. That's how to handle it.